Madres and burn in the cactus deserts, took the little leathern cup and spun the dice out upon the polished wood. A fascinated assemblage hung upon the bar rail. Three kings turned their pink faces upward. The tall man flourished the cup, burlesquing, and flung the two other dice. From them he ultimately extracted one more pink king. "There," he said, "now let's see, four kings." He began to swagger in a sort of provisional way. The next man took the cup and blew softly in the tap of it. Poising it in his hand, he then surveyed the company with a stony eye and paused. They knew perfectly well that he was applying the magic of deliberation and ostentatious indifference, but they could not wait in tranquility during the performance of all these rites. They began to call out impatiently, "Come now, hurry up!" At last the man, with a gesture that was singularly impressive, threw the dice. The others set up a howl of joy, not a pair. There was another solemn pause. The men moved restlessly. "Come now, go ahead." In the end, the man induced and abused achieved something that was nothing in the presence of four kings. The tall man climbed on the foot rail and leaned hazardously forward. "Four kings, my four kings are good to go out," he bellowed in the middle of the mob, and although in a moment he did pass into the radiant region of exemption, he continued to bawl advice and scorn. The mirrors and oil woods of the Casa Verde were now dancing with blue flashes from a great buzzing electric lamp. A host of quiet members of the Anglo-Saxon colony had come in for their pre-dinner cocktails. An amiable person was exhibiting to some tourists this popular American saloon. It was a very sober and respectable time of day. Freddy reproved courageously the dice-shaking brawlers, and in return he received the choicest advice in a tumult of seven combined vocabularies. He laughed. He had been compelled to retire from the game, but he was keeping an interested, if furtive, eye upon it. Down at the end of the line there was a youth at whom everyone railed for his flaming ill luck. At each disaster, Freddy swore from behind the bar in a sort of affectionate contempt. "Why, this kid has had no luck for 2 days. Did you ever see such throwing?" The contest narrowed eventually to the New York kid and an individual who swung about placidly on legs that moved in nefarious circles. He had a grin that resembled a bit of carving. He was obliged to lean down and blink rapidly to ascertain the facts of his venture, but fate presented him with five queens. His smile did not change, but he puffed gently like a man who has been running. The others, having emerged scatheless from this part of the conflict, waxed hilarious with the kid. They smote him on either shoulder. "We've got you stuck for it, kid. You can't beat that game. Five queens." Up to this time, the kid had displayed only the temper of the gambler, but the cheerful hoots of the players, supplemented now by a ring of guying non-combatants, caused him to feel profoundly that it would be fine to beat the five queens. He addressed a gambler slogan to the interior of the cup. "Oh, five white mice of chance, shirts of wool and corduroy pants, golden wine, women and sin, all for you if you let me come in, into the house of chance." Flashing the dice sardonically upon the bar, he displayed three aces. From two dice in the next throw, he achieved one more ace. For his last throw, he rattled a single dice for a long time. He already had four aces. If he accomplished another one, the five queens were vanquished, and the box at the circus came from the drunken man's pocket. All the kid's movements were slow and elaborate. For his last throw, he planted the cup bottom up on the bar with the one dice hidden under it. Then he turned and faced the crowd with the air of a conjurer or a cheat. "Oh, maybe it's an ace," he said in boastful calm. "Maybe it's an ace." Instantly he was presiding over a little drama in which every man was absorbed. The kid leaned with his back against the bar rail and with his elbows upon it. "Maybe it's an ace," he repeated. A jeering voice in the background said, "Yes, maybe it is, kid." The kid's eyes searching for a moment among the men. "I'll bet $50 it's an ace," he said. Another voice asked, "American money?" "Yes," answered the kid. "Oh." There was a general laugh at this discomfiture. However, no one came forward at the kid's challenge, and presently he turned to the cup. "Now I'll show you." With the manner of a mayor unveiling a statue, he lifted the cup. There was revealed naught but a 10-spot. In the roar which arose, could be heard each man ridiculing the cat.